This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to a number of things. We had gone over, one of his initial question, but he had this another question in regards to he had a cedar tree in the backside of the property, and he had some deer, rabbit, kind of just say, you know, it looks good. I think I'm going to eat it. And he had applied a deer and rabbit repellent, but noticed that when he put it down, it said it needed to be above 40 degrees. And obviously it was in the winter, so, it's kind of where we left it. So, Bob, what else did you want to add to this with the question so that we can help take care of your issue here?
Yeah, well, my thing is, of course, they only come in the wintertime. But should I be fertilizing that and extra watering or what? Or I had a similar problem in a different location with a different type of evergreen bush that was smaller. But it was inside a fenced area that in the winter I'd leave a gate open. But after shutting the gate the next year, the things grew back, and I fertilized it real well. But I don't know if the cedar bush is lost. There's a lot of people in the neighborhood have the same problem with their cedar bushes. About 4.5 feet up, I won't say totally stripped bare of greenery, but at least 85 to 90% of it is.
So I wouldn't say the plant is completely lost. I will say it's not in an ideal. It doesn't look, that great. Obviously,
right.
You said it was about a 12 to 16 foot tree originally. Yep. That they took the bottom like quarter off.
Yeah, right. Was about that the bottom 4.5 feet? So
the tree's not dead.
Right.
It's just had a extreme pruning job.
Right.
If it was me, I'd try to get my money back from that landscaper. But
that landscaper's probably dead by now. These trees are at least 40 years old. So
yeah, no, I'm just kidding with you.
Yeah, I know it.
I meant the landscaper as in the deer.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
But anyways, you do want to fertilize this plant. It's been put through shock, right? It's had over a quarter, a quarter or more of it has been removed, especially in a winter where we had crazy temperatures up and down, not knowing, when we were going to get snow and when we weren't. So the tree was already, stressed out from the weather. So it's even more stressed out because of the deer and the rabbits. So fertilize it. cedar will take a holly tone that will, help it out. I would also look to help with, like, watering a bit. And by, helping with watering, I mean more of just bring the hose over if you can, throw it on a trickle this spring for, half hour, 45 minutes at a time. Do a couple times because it's just going to help with the uptake of the fertilizer, the uptake of nutrients that are in the soil. I'd also look to add protolyzer if possible. The protolyzer will work with the fertilizer for a better uptake of that fertilizer, allowing the plant to rejuvenate. Another thing to do for the plant itself is take a look at that bottom 4.5 feet. If there's some branching left and it's just down to branches, scratch the bark. See if it's green underneath. If it is green underneath, there's a possibility of something coming back. There's a possibility. I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but there's a possibility. So that being said, if it is brown underneath, cut it back. Clean it back to the bottom of the plant. And I know it's almost going to look like a topiary now, but that brown, the branching that's underneath, if there is, if it's dead, the dead is not helping the plant. It's actually hurting the plant because the plant's trying to figure out, how do I fix this area versus new growth around the rest of the plant? So cleaning that up is also going to help. And then one thing I would look at doing is seeing, is there something that you can plant, not directly under it, but under it in an area where it's going to take up that 4 feet to kind of hide the stem, if you will. And see what you could do to make it, look better by adding another plant there. So, definitely trying to take care of it a little bit right now is going to benefit you long term with the watering, fertilizing. If you can get the protolyzer on it, great. That's a great thing to do. But there is hope for it. It's the bottom is just not going to look great.
At least give it a try.
Yes.
The other thing with the animals is this year, I noticed when my garden phlox was up about, probably 10 to 12 inches, everything was looking good on the garden phlox, and I came out one day and it dropped all of a sudden down to about 6 inches, and something had chewed it off. I'm assuming a woodchuck. But if I keep that fertilized and watered, will that spring back?
I mean, it should, because it's early enough.
3 weeks ago, very early, with the stuff coming up, so.
Yeah, no, so it's a...
I fertilized it real well, so.
So it's early enough where the plant can come back for you and make a recovery. Obviously, with were they the creeping phlox or were they the...
These garden phlox, the real tall ones.
The real tall ones.
Yeah.
So it might stunt their flowering for this year, right? It might affect them for this season. So I wouldn't, I'd take care of them, try to bring them back a little bit, water them, fertilize them, do all those things, because I think they will come back for you. But just don't be shocked if it's not in full...
Right.
Everything this season.
Okay.
I would think, to be honest, it would be probably rabbits eating them. And so what I would look for you to do is, knowing that, you've had the rabbit issue, take a look at your other perennials and see if it's still there. See if you're seeing some of the damage by rabbits. And there's a product out there called Rabbit Scram. This product, I think, is one of the best rabbit repellents out there. And here's the reason for it. So this product wants to be watered in. And actually, water enhances its ability to repel rabbits. Right? So the product is a dried blood, but it's a bovine blood. So what it is slaughterhouses, if you will, are using the entire animal. They're using the blood for it. It's dry. They go through the process to dry it, and we use it as the repellent. It signifies, you know, it scares the rabbits. They smell slaughter, and they're like, oh, God, I got to get out of here. And if you notice with a lot of other repellents, you need to reapply if it's rained or it's been heavily watered in. This one, the water, actually enhances the smell for rabbits and scares them even more. So that's why I like this product so much. But it's a scare tactic, and that works really well with rabbits. The smell, it's not a taste thing. They don't try to bite something. They just smell it, and they're like, oh, I got to get out of here. So if you're noticing them still around, it's definitely worth it.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for your information, Patrick. I enjoy listening to your show each week.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Bob. You enjoy the rest of the week, and hopefully you have some good things in store for the future for those plants.
Well, thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. In about 40 minutes, we have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us, so definitely stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we will answer some calls and take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim's in New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, son. Good morning. I recently planted a mimosa tree in my front yard, which is south-facing, about 3 months ago. It's doing well, but I recently noticed there's like an infestation of these red tiny ants. And I actually physically removed a lot of the eggs and ants, like the soil with it, replenished it with new soil, and within days, it's the same story. So what would you recommend? Is there anything I can do that's something that's natural, like get rid of these ants?
Now, are they ants or are they like a spider mite? That would be, so a spider mite would almost look like a, kind of like a small spider, if you will, I guess is the.
Yeah.
I was looking for a description there when, in fact, it was in the name. But like a small spider, because sometimes those will get on there, so that's why I ask.
No, they're tiny red ants.
Okay.
Almost like a grease ant.
Okay. So, and you said it's on a mimosa tree?
It's not even on the tree. It's on the base of the tree and the root. It's like if you stuck your hand in the soil. It'd be like, thousands of ants. The whole thing is full of ants. They didn't know if it's going to compromise the root systems or maybe kill, like, worms that would want to.
So it's not going to, like, compromise the root system on your plant, but it is definitely something that is not going to benefit, anything around it, those types of things.
Right.
So I'd be looking at getting rid of, the ants. And it can be done a few ways. There's a granular killer from Bonai called just Ant Killer. There is a liquid form of the ant killer. You could use a ant, flea, and tick granular killer to it on your, the surrounding areas. It's not just, it's just the area that it is.
Right.
So you're not going to want to just go around that tree. You're going to want to go, out into the garden, into, that area. What I'm trying to look up here, because the ant killers are, those ant killers that I've described are, chemicals, right? You were looking to do a little bit more organic ways of doing that.
If I was to mix my soil with diatomaceous earth, would that help at all?
That can help. But what I would look for you to do would be to possibly use like a mixture of like the borax soap. If you can,
yeah,
you can find it out there, right? So what you want to do for that is you mix a half a cup of sugar, like 1.5 to 2 tablespoons of the borax, and then like a cup and a half of warm water, and mix it together so it, dissolves the best it can. I mean, sugar's not really going to dissolve in there. But what you're going to do from there is then get some cotton balls. You're going to put the cotton balls in the mixture, let it absorb into it so the cotton ball is completely saturated, and then put those little cotton balls around the areas where these ants are. What happens is that sugar will attract the ants to the borax. They'll take the borax back into their nest, and all the ants in there will start eating it, and it will actually kill the ants.
Wow.
So it's an easier way to do it, because you can find, it's not as like harsh as the chemicals, and it's bringing the actual everything back to the group, right? So that's why it is something that works. Trying that in a number of things would be good. I do have to hit a break here in about 2 seconds, so hang tight with me so we can discuss this a little bit more on the other side.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More details are coming out about the suspect accused of Saturday's mass shooting in Buffalo. Authorities say the 18-year-old man traveled about 4 hours to commit the crimes at the Top supermarket. Police say Peyton Gendron first opened fire in the parking lot and continued shooting inside the store, killing 10 people and injuring 3 others. The police commissioner says the murderer was heavily armed, wore tactical gear, and a camera that live-streamed everything he was doing. This eyewitness telling CNN,
"My daughter's best friend was in there in the bathroom hiding when it all happened. She said she heard gunshots and she ran into the bathroom. She's scared for her life."
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is now $4.47 a gallon. That's up 2 cents from Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans are continuing to have trouble finding baby formula as one of the United States' leading manufacturers, Abbott, waits for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan. California Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman, appearing on Fox News, explains how to fix this formula shortage.
We need to maximize imports, maximize production to deal with the short term. Long term, we need a host of strategic reserves and or surplus capacity available.
Since the administration started working with manufacturers, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Gerber has increased baby formula production by 50% and Reckitt's has done so by 30%. NASCAR drivers making their final preparations at the Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400. Green flag drops today just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Looks like Jim had hung up. I think we helped him out to what he was looking for anyways with that borax soap when it came to some of that ants. So good luck to you on that one. In the meantime, we do have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Massachusetts.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question on tulips and daffodils.
Sure.
My tulips come up every year, and every year I plant some more. And this year, and I think in the past sometimes, some of the tulips, even though they bloom, the leaves are almost as big as the palm of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is caused by. I do fertilize them in the spring and in the fall. I put it down 10-10-10 or in super phosphate or bowel booster.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think there's anything, I'd say, wrong with them. I'd say what's happening is they're really enjoying the fertilizer that you are feeding them with. And they're pushing new growth, they're pushing a different growth, right, for you. And I think that's a good thing. There's nothing really wrong with the plants, in my opinion. It's just producing a bigger everything for you. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
Okay, now on the daffodils, thank you. I plant them the first year they come up and they bloom beautiful. The next year, just the leaves come up, and I do the same fertilization as I did on the tulips.
Okay. So no flowers at all on the daffodil?
Very few, just leaves.
Okay. which is kind of, you know, it can happen sometimes, especially, you know, depending upon the season. When the plants have, you know, kind of done their thing growing, what do you do to them? Do you...
I let them die down, the leaves turn brown and die.
Okay.
Then I cut them down.
Okay, so that's the correct way to do it.
Correct.
The daffodils, do you know the style that you're using, the variety?
No, just those big bags of that you get at the big box store.
Gotcha. So, you know, they should be showing you something, some sort of flower the next season. Are you fertilizing them in the fall?
Fall and spring.
And spring. And they're not showing any flowers at all?
No, just leaves. They look like palms.
Huh. I'm wondering if maybe just fertilizing in the fall would do anything to it. Maybe it's got too much fertilizer. And maybe what I would look at doing in the spring is instead of using, you know, like an all-purpose, maybe use that super phosphate to push.
I do that.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, because usually the super phosphate can help in the spring to jump up. And that could be another reason why they have so many leaves, because the super phosphate doesn't just push flowers. It's for the roots and the shoots of the plant. So I would wonder why that's really going on. Obviously, you're wondering why it's not flowering.
It's happened for years. And I know when I lived out in Buffalo, there was a private estate. They did nothing to these daffodils. Thousands of them grew up in their property.
Yeah, and that does happen. They usually just without an issue will come right back year after year. So it's kind of surprising. Now, when do you plant them each year?
In the fall.
So, I'm sorry, I should have been more specific. So I knew you had said the fall, but like when in the fall? Early in the fall or late in the fall?
I really can't say.
That's okay.
Middle of the fall, I guess.
Okay, so that's the perfect time to be doing it. You know, my other thought is how's the drainage in that area? Does water sit there? Does water go through easy?
Sandy soil.
Okay.
Does get a lot of... They're in the same area as the tulips, by the way.
Okay.
So
the tulips are thriving and these aren't, yeah.
Yeah.
So you said the snow piles over the top of it?
Yeah, it's like on the side of the driveway. It goes over there.
Okay. So sometimes... So I'm going kind of down a list here of things that would cause these things, right? So drainage is one of them. The removing of the foliage too early, which I've already asked you, you know, there's also like looking at the time of year you planted. So this is kind of, we're going down the list here. So my next one would be, you know, the daffodils don't like as much nitrogen in their fertilizer as others. What are you using? Are you using a bone meal in the fall?
Bulb tone, I guess it's called.
Bulb tone, okay. And then the spring you're using the super phosphate and what else?
Probably 10-10-10.
Okay. So what I'd look to do is maybe don't put the 10-10-10 on. I mean, it's already been spring, so you've already done it, but next season. Because sometimes daffodils, they don't want so much nitrogen. They'd rather have... you know, low nitrogen, and a 10-10-10 and all purpose is a little bit high for it. So the super phosphate might be the right way to just do that in the spring, or a bone meal or a bulb tone in the spring and not go with everything else. Cause the nitrogen, helps promote a lot of leafy growth. So that could be what's going on with these daffodils. because we've kind of narrowed it down, right? The drainage might not be great because of the when the snow sits there, the water sits a little bit longer. So maybe taking a look putting some gypsum or like a sulfur-based product, something along those lines, to help break up the salt that might sit there, the snow that might sit there longer. I don't mean actually breaking up the snow itself. What I mean is breaking up the soil underneath it to allow the water to go through a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I would be looking at for it at this point. So your tulips here, you know, are doing well year after year, you said, right?
Oh, yes. Some I've had for 10 years. Same plant.
So that's, you know, the thing about the tulips is they don't mind the nitrogen fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
They actually would be fine with like a 10-10-10 fertilization in the bulb tone in the fall. Whereas your daffodils don't want as much nitrogen. So there's a little bit of a difference between the two. So that's what I kind of look at as maybe that's where the, I wouldn't call it an issue, but that's where it's starting, right?
Okay, so too much nitrogen on the daffodils, watch out for that.
Yeah.
And on the tulips, the big leaves are fine because it gives it more energy for the next year.
Exactly, and I think the big leaves are coming from, you know, the heavy nitrogen and the heavy phosphorus that you're putting on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just cut back on the areas, for the heavy nitrogen. I think that's a factor here.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. I'm going to go planting today, garden, vegetable garden.
Awesome. It's a great day for it. At least the morning is going to be great for it. It's going to warm up later, so.
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
you very
Tom.
Much.
Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Judy's in Cape Cod.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I went to a garden club plant sale yesterday, and I picked up some cosmos, and they mentioned I could plant them a foot apart or close together. So I planted them yesterday, but I'm beginning to doubt myself because I planted them very close together. Will that be a problem?
It's not going to be a problem right now. It's something that, depending upon the cosmo variety that you have, it can grow into each other, and then what you'll start to see is maybe some of the inside will start to, turn like a yellow because it's not getting enough sun, and sometimes if it gets too wet in there, it can hold fungus together, because usually they are looking to be about 12, maybe 18 inches apart. How close did you plant them?
Okay, I have to be honest. They're like right next to each other.
Yeah, I would space them out if you can, honestly.
Okay, so it's against a short stance. Would it be all right if they were like maybe 8 inches apart?
That's going to be better than putting them right next to each other, definitely. 8 inches would be a lot better. Because what can happen, right, is say when you're watering, the water sits in between the two plants that you've done there, and the water sits on the leaves. Then those leaves start to mold because the water's sitting there because it's so tight the water can't go through, and then it creates a fungus, and then the fungus moves to each plant, and because they're so close it just moves through everything quickly. So by giving them a little bit of space to allow them to have a little bit of airflow is best for the cosmos.
I can do that. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Judy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And in about 15-ish minutes, we're going to be joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. She's going to give us some great information on what we can be doing right now this time of year in the garden. So we look forward to talking with her. There's still some fertilization programs that we can do. So, you know, soil amendments that we should be looking at. And I'm sure you're noticing mosquitoes and ticks are out there. You know, I'm not a fan of those guys. What can we be doing to take care of ourselves and outside? Plus, we'll try and touch on that protolizer and some plant food, as always. So definitely stay tuned for that. In about, it's about 20 minutes or so. We come back from a break, and that's when it'll be. So look forward to speaking with her soon to really just get that good information, as always. Been a couple of weeks since we talked with her. So also, I appreciate everybody's feedback this week. We had some technical difficulties with the newsletter. We couldn't get everything together the way we wanted it to, and we always like to put out a great product for you. So instead of actually a newsletter, we just sent you a note saying, hey, guys, sorry, but just couldn't do it. So I appreciate all the feedback and the thanks of saying, hey, we appreciate you letting us know instead of trying to, you know, just push something together. So, you know, I'd say at least 15 to 20 emails in regards to that. So I appreciate it, guys. Anyways, we're going to take a break. Phone number 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to irs.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We got a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Rachel's in New Hampshire.
Rachel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have rhubarb plant, and okay. I'm just wondering if I'm doing the right thing by cutting that big seed pod that comes up.
Okay. I mean, you're definitely, you don't want it to go to flower,
right,
to continue its regular growth, so it'll get bigger for you. You know, so the seed pod, is definitely something to get rid of.
Seems like they have more every year.
The goal of any plant is to reproduce. And so it's trying to go to seed as much as possible, because it's like, all right, if I don't go to seed, I'm not fulfilling what I'm supposed to be doing. So it will push those seed pods. But as soon as you notice them, you need to remove them and cut it as close to the base of the plant as possible. That could be part of it, too. If you're just cutting off the top, you're going to want to cut to, you know, that long stalk and flower and cut it down to the base, because it's taking away all the energy from the rest of the plant. It's not allowing the rest of the plant to do what it needs to do.
And I noticed the stems aren't thicker. They're getting...
Yeah, so they're not getting thicker because it's... you know, it's not exactly, but it's almost like the plant is stressed out because it's going to seed. And so it's not focusing on the leaves that you want to. So by getting rid of them, it's only going to benefit the plant.
So all the energy is going into these seed pods.
Yeah, it's not going to the leaves, not going to anything. And we don't grow rhubarb for the seed pod. We grow for the leaves, right? So, you know, what I would also take a look at sometimes, you know, when we have, like, bouts of heat, if you will, where it just gets hot for a number of days, that sometimes will push rhubarbs to go to seed because they like cooler temperatures to grow in. So sometimes the warmer spring we have can cause this to happen. You know,
that's where they are growing. I have two in full sun and I have two in shade, and they both seem to be doing the same thing.
Yeah, so it can happen just based on age of the plants as well. You know, it could be the older plant the older plants are going to seed more, right? And that's part of it. So maybe it's looking at it and saying, all right, should I get a few new ones to move around? Should I divide it? You know, because sometimes what will happen is when a rhubarb is several years old and it's just going to flower and bolting like this, it's dividing the clumps that have created there out a little bit. And what it does is it basically brings it back to square one. It starts the process over. So that can also slow down it going to seed / flower.
Okay. Last year I moved one.
Okay.
In the spring. And I put it in a sunny area instead of under my apple tree because it wasn't a good idea to put it under there in the first place. But I moved it, and it didn't do anything last year what I expected. And this year it's acting normal, having seed pods the same as the others. So I guess...
So the first season, it was really going through shock and trying to redevelop its root system.
Yeah.
What I would look to be doing is on all these that have really pushed the most seed pods is trying to divide them. And it basically turn the clock back on the plant itself, so that it's almost like a fresh plant, to develop its roots a little bit more versus those seed pods.
Okay. Can you break up the root system?
So they look for the clumps that they've created, kind of maybe wash off the soil, and you'd be able to tell what's, you know, the different clumps that are there and kind of separate them that way. Sometimes you need to use a sharp knife to just cut through some of those roots, but it's okay. You want to water prior to it so it can absorb the water and then move it into a different spot. Unfortunately, I got to hit a break here. I'll be back in a few with... I'm not talking anymore.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.